that skank. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
While I disagree with your view of a conventional anthropomorphic god, I respect you using that myth to discipline them rascally boys.
I'm a creative being, Darnell. I mean, think about all that stuff I yell at the movie screen and all those great Mad Libs I've done. The purple Christina Aguilera flew into the horny Carol Burnett.
That was a fun anniversary.
Mm-hmm. The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right here.
Here on America's number one network.
Hey, you know what time for, Jim?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Rod, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
What do you do when you get hold it?
Man, I love that
Bam
song. That's when you just could sit there and pause with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio guys. Hey, Hi. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, look, real fast, why did y'all have to play that Van Halen tape? Because, man, I got tickets this Friday night, Kansas City.
I bet they'll fix it.
Oh, smooth it out.
No, I mean, hopefully.
They've got to fix it. I mean, everybody in the world who cares about Van Halen is going to hear about that eventually. So,
and as I said before, David Lee Roth on that tape sounds good. I mean, his vocals sound good.
And
yeah, but how much weed am I going to buy to get Eddie to sound good?
Hold on a second. I'm not being an apologist for Van Halen, just a fan. I believe Eddie Van Halen was trying to, he was overcompensating with his guitar, trying to make that car wreck of a mix. Mm-hmm.
And Eddie's got his act together, right? Eddie's got his act together with this tour.
Maybe that's the problem.
The picture that I saw of Eddie looks like he's straightened himself out. You mean like he's got to get wasted to function up on stage?
Let's get him a bottle. What do you think?
Eddie now looks like David Caruso at 80.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, which is an incredible improvement. I mean, he doesn't look like that, you know, because really prior to that, he looked like one of those guys from Pirates of the Caribbean.
He looked like Imus.
Imus with black teeth.
Either one.
Well, I don't know, Fred.
I don't know if I call up to the computer or not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy, what's up?
Got a quick question for Mike.
Yes.
We'll see if you have any comments for all them wonderful Cleveland fans that called in last week giving you a hard time and telling you how bad your team was.
Nope, no comments at all. That's baseball, and it could go either way. And I had a great weekend. I had a lot of fun. And if you'd seen me last night, Game 7, as I'm trying to talk myself into the fact that, hey, everything else is gravy, it doesn't matter right now, and then I go into that, like, mild cardiac arrest mm-hmm. before the game starts, you would have enjoyed yourself. But, no, this is fun. This is great. I love this. I'm a big fan. I watch a lot of games, and this is what it's all about.
As someone who's not a diehard baseball fan, but I stayed with the game while I was watching the football game last night.
Yeah, a lot of people are interested in it.
What a colossal mess Fox Sports made. In the half hour between the end of the NFL games and the beginning of the baseball,
yeah.
How many talking heads can you have on at one time?
It's so out of hand. It really is.
You got the guy who wants to be JB, the token black guy that they brought in. And did you notice last night that at one point, and he says just like James Brown did, I'm here with my guys, Terry. And he reached over and he touched Terry Bradshaw on the arm.
Right.
The way that James Brown.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar.
Terry Bradshaw pulled away.
Mm-hmm.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't like funny.
But hold on. I'm getting off point here because you've got those four guys talking all over each other. Then you've got the bald guy, Jay Glazier, giving his information. And the whole time, because I'm stupid and I don't remember I'm watching Fox, I see in the corner of the screen, baseball game starts in 7 minutes, 55 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit through all of their BCS crap. With college football, and they bring out another guy to talk about college football, and then finally 7 minutes and 55 seconds goes by, and they just go to another room in the Fox complex
where there's Jeannie Zalasco and her penis.
There's that girl with the incredible Joker mouth of all time.
That is where we will agree on the Joker mouth. That is one strange woman who's trying so hard to be a guy.
Denise Richards. Cameron Diaz.
Nope, not close.
Anyone else that we've even Jack Nicholson in the movie Batman does not have a Joker mouth like this chick on Fox.
Seriously, it looks like when she's done with her pregame show that somebody comes by, they take her and they put her in one of those little violin cases like Danny O'Day used to be in, and they just fold her up. And, you know, the whole thing about it, I figured out what it is. Because I always said this about football, and I thought, well, maybe I'm not as big a football fan as you, so I don't appreciate it because I'm not as interested. It's not true. Nobody's more interested than analysis. We have overanalyzed our sports to a point that is insane now.
And hold on. So get this. In 1.5 hour, they go from the four guys talking about football. They bring in a fifth guy about football, mm-hmm. pro football. Then they bring in a sixth guy where they're all sitting around a table talking about college football. Then they go to the studio where they've got the girl with the Joker smile and two ex-players or managers or something. And then from there, they throw it to Joe Buck at the stadium.
And Tim McIver.
And I think the game is finally about to start. And then they go, now, let's go back to the girl with the Joker smile. And I'm standing there going, wait a minute. The little thing said, game starts in 7 minutes and 55 seconds.
Liar, liar, liar.
Yeah.
Was it about 8:20 when the game finally got started? Maybe even later than
Later than that, I think.
Yeah. And then, of course, the pleasure of listening to Tim McIver. who and now this, I don't make a secret about this, being a Red Sox fan, but Tim McIver, the Red Sox hater of Red, he does, it's all he can do to try to pretend that he's not, you know, objective. Because at the very end, when they win the American League pennant, they win the game. And all he can say is, I think Coco Crisp got injured on that play. That was, or something to that effect at the very end. I listened to this guy the whole time, and I really, you know, about halfway through the game, I'm starting to really add up anything that he's saying of a positive nature, and it was incredible. It really was. I mean, but Red Sox fans have said that for a long time.
I don't watch baseball like you do. Right. When I watch Tim McIver, I find him to be a tool. Oh, no matter what,
I think a lot of people don't like him.
No matter what the team is,
right?
He always knows better.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, please, hey, doofus, if you know better, go throw on one of those uniforms and go manage.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, man. It seemed as though the coverage, for whatever reason,
excuse me,
I don't know whether, you know, who knows with announcers. I don't know what their sensitivities are about that. I felt I was listening to a couple of guys that were pissed off for the whole game. I thought I was listening to two guys that just weren't really into it. Mm. Like maybe they wanted it to end earlier so they didn't have to work the weekend. That's the way. And I used to be a huge fan of Joe Buck. I thought Joe Buck was very good.
Maybe he just doesn't like Tim McIver.
I don't know. They just don't seem to have that chemistry. I think at a certain point, you're going to laugh a little bit. You're going to bring something. And Joe Buck used to be funny?
Yes.
Didn't he used to, you know, crack jokes during the coverage and stuff? And he had those silly little commercials. And now it's just like,
he's kind of he's kind of sanctimonious now.
Yeah, and not a funny comment there. That one of the great things about baseball when you're watching play by play,
you sure have time to be funny.
You have plenty of time to talk about anything, even if it is the seventh game of the ALCS. You can do that. I just found those
the
guys
other thing besides
grating.
Looking for black people in the crowd, of which we could find none, was really I thought. They should put a 35-second clock in between pitches.
I could not agree more.
I'm so goddamn tired of, especially the guy for the Red Sox. Is it Mike Lowell?
Mike Lowell's the third baseman.
Hold on. Here is baseball aficionado Rob Spiewak.
Mike Timlin, maybe?
No.
Well, I mean, he didn't pitch last night.
I became transfixed last night with, what is the, I'm sorry, the Oriental pitcher?
The Japanese pitcher?
That started the game?
Daisuke Matsuzaka.
He does a lovely pelvic thrust every time he throws the ball.
He does. You notice that.
I mean,
that's
really.
That's his little forward push that
it's
he gets
almost
there.
Disrespectful to the batter.
That is too good. I like that.
Hot,
I
just though, was just red hot.
I don't know. I just thought the coverage of the game was, you know, not only did they not really capture the drama of it, and of course, by the end of the game, there wasn't any drama, but the fact is, they don't seem to have any fun, and I don't know where it was lost, but I think Tim McIver's been at it a while. I think he is so stale and so tight, and you're right,
maybe,
he knows everything, you know?
And Mike, don't take this the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're like all of us. Maybe they're just sick of the Red Sox.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, don't turn us into the Yankees just yet. But that is, I do see that happening in the next year, definitely.
Amen.
Even if they don't win the World Series, you're going to see that. Yeah, they're going to be the people that everybody's gunning for.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, hi. I have a question for Mike.
Yes.
Hi. Mr. O'Mara, sir, I'm calling from Colorado. I want to assure you that the sun is up and there is no snow. But I want to know, since your boys came through and beat the Indians, I want to propose a wee little wager on the impending World
Series. Oh, yeah. Hey, I got an idea. How about I send you a carton of lobsters, and then you'll send me some Colorado weed?
Actually, I was hoping more for your mortal soul.
Is this Chris Hansen? This guy sounds like Chris Hansen.
I just was wondering.
Do me a favor, say, repeat after this tape.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
He prefers to be treated
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
It is Chris Hansen. Right,
it must be.
Try this one.
I'll just be your secret lover.
I'll just be your secret lover.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'll let you win just to feel you on top of me.
Hey, I good. Like rape.
I like rape.
Oh, my. Wow. He's scary. We got a prodigy here. A Colorado Rocky Mountain prodigy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Okay, Don, Mike.
Yes, we're all here.
This is, you know who I am. I'm the drunk mother and the husband from Wichita.
The drunk mother of the...
No. The drunk mother and the drunk... drunk mother.
He said drunk mother.
This guy rears his head about every 8 months or so. Remember... He gets drunk and goes to sleep, and his best friend and his wife stay on the porch.
Oh, is this the guy that had his best friend banging his wife out on the front porch swing?
Mm-hmm. You got it. And I'm hammered.
And how many loose molars do you have?
I am.
Who's that? Who's my lovely in the background there?
Well, last time you talked to her, she was pretty hammered, too.
Hey, put that lucky lady on the phone.
You want to put it on?
Yeah, we'd like to talk to the Catwoman.
Do we ever?
Sure. Oh, yeah, okay. Sure. You got her. Hey, what's up with that?
Hi, baby.
Hello, is this Ganilla?
How you doing?
What was her last name, Rob? Ganilla? Ganilla Hutton?
I didn't give her my last name.
First name, Crystal. Last name, Meth.
No, it's called H-A-L with attitude, okay?
How you doing, Crystal?
What's that?
Say that.
Honey, you can't say the S word.
I was told I wasn't allowed to say that.
Which do you think smells worse, your breath or your genitals?
You know what? They're sitting out pretty perky.
Can't say chicken T-I.
You can't say that,
that
word.
That either, huh?
It's one of those ladies where you see her on Cops. They bring the ID out, and you look at the picture of her from 10 years ago when she was 30, and now she looks 80.
This is the same drill with this lady, too.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
Step away, please, Rob. We're having some fun here.
No, it is fun.
Okay,
just
bye.
Remind
me. Bye.
You guys are too much fun.
Yeah. How much are you
too much fun.
How much do you weigh now?
Oh, about 20 pounds less than the last time I talked to you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
How do you think your breath is right now? How do you think your breath is? Do you think your breath is crystal clear and minty?
Oh, yeah. Beer fresh.
Beer breath.
How many times have
beer
you...
Beer fresh.
Beer fresh.
How many times have you vomited today?
Oh, none at all.
Good. None at all. Good. Well, the day's young.
Have you bathed?
Oh, hell yeah. All the time.
When's the time.
When's the last time you washed?
Oh, you suck.
Well, hold on. Don't cuss. When's the last time you washed?
An hour ago.
Can you describe what you're wearing now, please?
Blue bathrobe and nothing else.
Sexy.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the state of your hair?
Big bald spot.
Yeah, where it's just falling out.
Oh, shut up, Kevin.
Shut up,
who's Kevin?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just hearing myself, but he's pointing to the TV.
Yeah, you might want to just focus on the telephone.
I know. I'm focusing, and you know what? Baby, I'm smoking a cigarette. Does that say
that right surprises
on,
me.
Right on, baby. I tell you what, why don't you just undo the straps on that rope you've got and let that thing just
fly. Oh, it's already undone. It's already undone.
Let it fly open.
It's already undone.
Let me see if I can smell.
It's open. It's looking good.
I want to smell your femininity through the phone. Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, Kevin got divorced from that woman, my best friend that he used to sleep with.
How old are you, m'lady?
That's not a thing. You ask a lady.
I know, and you're a beautiful lady, but just for the purposes of argument, how old are you?
Okay, I'll tell you, 50 plus.
50 plus.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, wow.
Okay, does that work?
Yeah, that works.
Do you have junk in your trunk?
Yeah, a couple bag of bones.
What? What did you say to me? What did you just say to me?
I bet you look like Tammy Faye Baker.
He's punk ass.
I was giving you a compliment. She was a beautiful lady.
Oh, well, thank you.
Especially at the end.
I was trying to turn off the radio, and I'm trying to hear you. Yeah. Okay?
Are you skinny? Are you super skinny?
No, I'm voluptuously. I'm voluptuous.
You're voluptuous. See, that surprises
I'm voluptuous.
Me.
Voluptuous. Okay, because when you hang on, you're going to hang on.
Right. You sound razor thin.
You do.
What, Kevin? I'm sorry. Rodeo sex.
You know, put your man back on the phone. I want to get a really good description of you. Okay? And I think he can
maybe
do it.
The best description of me.
Yeah.
Is me. But I'll give you to him.
Yeah, well, we want to talk back. We want to talk to you, too.
Tommy Lee Jones in a wig.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, great, crazy old woman, isn't she?
What'd she look like?
Do I really have to give you a description?
Well, no, we really picture her. We picture her as rail thin, yellow fingers, wispy hair thinning.
Wispy.
Also, like a three-day growth of nail polish, where it's been kind of chipped away and eaten away.
You got to excuse me. I'm kind of drunk right now.
How many of her original teeth does she have?
I don't know. Open up your mouth, AJ.
When you kiss her, is it like licking an ashtray?
I was getting over the tongue.
Tongue her right now. Tongue kiss her right now.
Oh, God.
Tongue her.
How many original teeth you got left?
All of them.
She says all of them.
May I hear you, please? May we all?
Whenever she talks like that, it sounds like
something. Yeah, I see fish.
Somebody's stepping on a cat.
every time she gives me a little pleasure, she's got all of her teeth.
Does her face look a little bit like the late Don Knotts?
Listen to that.
Not, I was laughing too hard. I couldn't understand you. What
would
was
you
that?
Listen, we're running out of time. Would you please just make one person that's me happy? Would you give her a big tongue kiss?
Yeah, French kiss her.
No.
Why?
Hell no.
Why?
Why?
Nasty.
Exactly.
That's nasty. Donnie doesn't want to do that. Why is that nasty?
No. I don't even go down there.
No. Listen, I wouldn't go down there either. I meant French kiss her. You know, on her mouth.
Listen to her.
On her mouth.
You're on national.
Don.
Yes.
I called you guys back because I know you guys like my.
Sir, input. Sir, Don wants you to kiss her.
Hey, Don.
Kiss your wife, sir.
Kiss her on the mouth.
I've been recently divorced.
Well, wait. She's not your wife anymore?
I'm your best friend.
This is my new friend.
Well, kiss her on the mouth.
Kiss her hard on the mouth.
Hell no.
Why not?
Why?
Why not?
You guys got nuts?
Yes.
Then you can kiss those, too. That's my wife's like.
All I know is he just gave a good review. You mean her mouth is like a beanbag?
It's pretty close to it.
You mean her mouth is like a scrotal sack?
Well,
how can that be?
Wait, so you don't like, this is your new girlfriend, but you don't like kissing her?
Hell, I don't kiss her.
How come you don't kiss her? Because
you ask her.
Okay, good, we'll ask her.
Do you screw her?
Okay, what do you guys want to know?
How come he doesn't kiss you?
Probably because he doesn't get down and get funky.
No, we don't mean kiss you down there. We mean kiss you on your mouth.
Well, that is my mouth.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
I
15 minutes of air time.
I know, baby. I know. No, he's my friend. I've known him for almost 30 years. I've been raising his kids since his little one's 3, his older one's 5, and it's just not that way.
Wait, did you say he's got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old?
Oh, had. Now they're...
They're grown up.
Property
they're,
of the state.
Now they're 25 and 26 and 23.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 26 and 23. Either one of them in jail?
Have they been?
Or are they now?
Yeah, let's
are
say
they
that.
Now?
Oh, my darling.
Not anymore, they're not.
Yeah, hey, have they been?
Have they been? Yeah, one has.
One
yeah.
has, sure.
You
one
are.
Has. But I love him.
You are, you are a sexy lady. Do you know that?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you work out?
Yeah, every time I get in the bed.
Oh.
Oh, wow. See yeah. that? Huh?
He was telling us that he doesn't think you're very good with your mouth in bed.
I do that, too.
Pardon me?
How do you tend to your garden?
My garden is very clean.
I find that hard to believe.
No. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Maggot City.
I bet all the weeds fell out.
Okay, because my garden's got to be clean.
What is the state of your garden currently, besides clean?
So my garden's clean, too.
Do you know what we mean when we refer to garden?
I know what we're talking about.
All right.
Yes, okay. Please to describe the state of your garden.
Right now, my garden is a little shabby because I can't get my man to clean it up for me.
Your SP.
So I have to do it myself.
Of course.
Your SP.
P-U. And he's been going. He goes out every week and, you know, you don't have to clean the garden when it ain't, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Okay, unkempt.
Why is it now I have the taste of dirt in my mouth?
Yeah, I have the taste of something else.
No, baby, there's no dirt.
No,
there's
baby.
No dirt
no,
in my
baby.
Garden, okay? All right? I'll just let you know that.
You're
there's
very
no
clean.
Dirt
you're clean,
in my
huh?
garden. See, you're having fun with me, aren't you?
Well, just thinking. Right now I'm thinking of my favorite bread, sourdough.
Oh, no. It's not like that.
It's not like that, Mike.
When you go out to the local rib house, do you like the yeast rolls?
No, you know what? I bet it's like one of the scenes of Georgia that I've seen. In drought conditions,
yeah.
Where they just have miles and miles, just the big crowd. Almost looks like the moon's.
I'll let you know this. I'm 50 plus, so I don't have any socks.
You don't have any what?
I don't have any socks.
You have any socks?
Sauce.
S-A-U-C-E, sauce. I don't have any socks.
Are you talking about moisture?
Like Gladys.
Okay, I was talking red.
Are you talking? Oh.
Oh. God, yeah,
right?
I forgot. Right. I forgot right. How classy my lady was.
The only sock I can get, okay? But I don't have any socks.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's official. I'm going to throw up now.
All right, darling. Well, have a great
don't
Monday.
Don't throw up,
Mike.
Okay, Sauce. That had to happen.
You can't say the F word.
Sorry. Here, let me give you Kevin.
Okay.
I'm sorry she screwed up on that one.
That's all right, Kevin. You have a nice day, okay?
Hey, but listen, from what we heard, you can bang her eight ways from Sunday and she's not going to get pregnant. She's safe, man.
I know it. But, hey, guys.
Yeah.
I just want to give you an update. I'm divorced from that woman I was married to for 32 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it hurts.
All right, well, Kevin, thanks for calling. We'll see you on Cops.
Listen to her.
Yeah.
She'll help you with the hurt, my friend.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Before you go, can I talk to Spiewak for a minute?
You want to talk to him on the air or off the air?
Off the air.
Off the air, absolutely.
Why?
I just reasons.
No, tell us the reasons, please.
Well, I just want to know how he's doing with his situation, on his health situation.
He's doing great. You mean his butt?
Because I went through the same thing. I had a colonoscopy. I had a colostomy not too long ago.
Colonoscopy.
You have a colostomy or a colonoscopy?
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Colonoscopy.
A colonoscopy. Right.
Hold on a second. Rob wants to talk to you.
What line? Does he ever?
I don't know. Line one, or he hung up.
Well, then that settles that.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you want to know what their house smells like, if you're ever out there on the freeways, at least here on the East Coast, and you drive by a deer carcass on the side of the road,
yeah.
that'll give you an idea of what it smells like
an
in that
approximation.
House. Yeah, just an approximation,
right?
Want to guess what town they live in? Do you guys remember what metropolitan area they're
from?
I
believe they're Kansans, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Wichita
from
area.
Spotlight on. Buzz Burbank.
There's a reason they call it the greater Wichita area.
Yeah. I don't have any sauce anymore.
Yeah, I see fish.
I didn't know what she was talking about.
I don't have any red sauce.
Tell me, that lunch didn't come up into my Adam's apple when I heard that. Yeah. Always good to hear from home.
Some of that deleted stuff was great.
Yes, sorry.
My God.
She paints with profanity.
Uh-huh. Oh, my lady.
She's a special lady.
My lady of the nicotine stain. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.